Nikki for President of Israel. Candace Owens has been criticized by pro-Israel conservative activists, including her boss Ben Shapiro, for her rhetoric over the last month. What did she say? On her internet show, Owens joked about Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley and Haley's calls for Israel to escalate its war on Gaza. "I am here to endorse Nikki Haley for president of Israel," quipped Owens. "Netanyahu is going through a very bad time right now. Support for Israel has virtually collapsed. And the best person I think is capable of getting it back is Nikki Haley with enough money from foreign interest lobbies." Israel's WMD moment. Could the Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza be Israel's Iraq WMD moment? For over a week in early November, Israeli officials made incredible claims that Hamas had been operating a command and control center under the medical facility. The Israelis went so far as to release an animation showing where they believed office spaces, armories, and barracks would be located. On November 17, hundreds of Israeli soldiers, supported by tanks and attack helicopters, swarmed the hospital, looking for Hamas. The next day, however, all Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, an Israeli spokesman, had to show to prove his government's claims were 10 rifles, a few flak jackets, some backpacks, several military knives, and a box of dates. Israelis built the bunker. Pro-Israel magazine Tablet reported on November 17, the idea that one of Hamas's main command bunkers is located beneath Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City is one of the worst-kept secrets of the Gaza War. The Israelis are so sure about the location of the Hamas bunker because they built it. Back in 1983, when Israel still ruled Gaza, they built a secure underground operating room and tunnel network beneath Al-Shifa Hospital, which is one among several reasons why Israeli security sources are so sure that there is a main Hamas command bunker in or around a large cement basement beneath the area of Building 2 of the hospital. Assassinating patients. The global medical organization Doctors Without Borders issued a press release on November 13, saying Israeli snipers have been targeting patients at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza, the medical facility Israeli soldiers have been scouring for signs of Hamas. One of the surgeons is quoted as saying, "In front of the main gate, there are many bodies. There are also injured patients. We can't bring them inside. There's also a sniper who attacked patients. Adolf in the incubator." On November 17, Israeli President Isaac Herzog tried to justify the mass killing of Palestinian children by holding up the book Mein Kampf and claiming it was found in a children's living room in a Palestinian family's home. Respected author Dr. Norman Finkelstein responded to Herzog's claim, writing on social media, "Don't be surprised if Israel finds copies of Mein Kampf in the incubators. Chitown mayor sets record." According to a new poll, 6 months into his term, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has the lowest approval rating of any mayor in the history of the Windy City. Chicagoans are frustrated with the far-left mayor's handling of the crime and violence that have been plaguing the city. Every week, dozens of residents of Chicago are the victims of shootings and other crimes. Little has been done to stop the violence, and locals say they are fed up. Bat virus research on U.S. soil. According to internet tabloid Daily Mail, a new lab, funded by U.S. taxpayers, is being built in Colorado that will import bats from around the world to experiment on dangerous diseases. Even worse, reports the Daily Mail, the scientists involved in the risky research have ties to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, WIV, the lab where it is believed the virus behind COVID-19 leaked out of. The National Institutes of Health, NIH, has given Colorado State University $6.7 million to build a new bat lab in partnership with EcoHealth Alliance. House and Senate Republicans have called on the NIH to terminate federal funding to EcoHealth, which has for years funneled taxpayer money to WIV and has likely helped to cover up the lab leak of the COVID-19 virus in northern China. China mocks America. Chinese newspaper The Global Times mocked San Francisco's miraculous cleanup of the city's ongoing homeless and drug addict problem ahead of the meeting of Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Joe Biden at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Opined the newspaper, Chinese netizens joked online that the about-face change of San Francisco's clean street and the disappearance of homeless people demonstrate the city has the ability to address the malaise but only seems willing to do so when an international summit is approaching rather than for the sake of its own people. Rape victims' retribution. Conservative news and commentary website, The Daily Signal, reports that every school and local official involved in covering up the rape of a young girl by a male transsexual student at a high school in Loudoun County, Virginia, has been removed from office. According to the media outlet, the school board, the superintendent, and even the local prosecutor, whom the parents blamed for letting the assailant escape the sex offender list, have all been ousted or declined to run for re-election. Hopefully their replacements are better. Collapsing viewership. Nielsen Media Research reports that CNN can't even get more than 100,000 people under 55 to watch its primetime news shows, even as multiple major wars are underway in which the American government is involved. CNN can't even muster 500,000 viewers in total to watch in primetime. The world is witnessing a well-deserved collapse of at least one dishonest news outlet. Sounds like a hate crime. A young white man in an Alabama prison died after being beaten, tortured, and sexually assaulted in prison by black gang members for a week, and prison officials did nothing to stop it. Making matters worse, these unbelievable crimes occurred just 2 weeks before the man was due to be released. Daniel Williams, a 22-year-old dad of two infants, was near the end of his one-year sentence for second-degree theft when he was found unresponsive on October 22 at Staten Correctional Facility, 2 weeks before he died in a hospital, reports the New York Post. The family says the warden never informed them he was brain dead and in the hospital until a week after he was hospitalized. The warden initially claimed Williams was in the hospital suffering from a drug overdose until the family went to see Williams and saw the bruises on his body and where his hands were bound.